All Children Matter is based in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's backed by corporations like Walmart and by Dick DeVos, who spent $35 million in a losing bid to become Michigan's governor. According to the watchdog group, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, All Children Matter spent $1 to $2 million in the Wisconsin governor's race and various legislative contests in an effort to back Mark Green and other mainly Republican candidates who want to expand the use of taxpayer-funded school vouchers. Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says All Children Matter skirted election laws on disclosure and spending limits by, for the most part, not urging people to vote for or against a particular candidate. But McCabe says people have a right to know more about All Children Matter.
They deserve to know who's behind these ads, who's paying for them, and really know what the true agenda is of these individuals. And of course, that's not found on All Children Matter's website. That's not found in any report that's filed with the State Elections Board or any other authority.
McCabe says All Children Matter was in the top three or four groups trying to influence the election. Despite the fact that most of the candidates backed by All Children Matter lost, McCabe says the group is another reason state lawmakers should pass a campaign finance reform bill next year. The push could get more backing if the State Elections Board takes up a union-backed complaint against All Children Matter. In Racine, the group sent out a flyer urging a vote against Democratic Senate candidate John Lehman. Union attorney Richard Sachs says despite Lehman's victory, the complaint is important because Sachs thinks All Children Matter will be back in other elections.
They've got to comply by the rules. If they don't, then they should be so sanctioned and they should pay the fines that the statute sets forth.
All Children Matter's representative in Milwaukee, George Mitchell, declined comment for this story. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.